American officials also expanded the constellation of cyber attacks they blamed on Russia, which they had previously limited to election interference. The accusations also demonstrated that even while its hacking of the Democratic National Committee was underway, the GRU was conducting similar operations around the world. The defendants believed that they could use their perceived anonymity to act with impunity in their own countries and on territories of other sovereign nations to undermine international institutions and to distract from their government's own wrongdoing, said John D. Demers, the Assistant Attorney General for National Security. They were wrong. As the previous Justice Department criminal complaints against hackers from Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea, the indictments were unlikely to lead to arrests. But taken together, the accusations formed the West's latest public shaming of the Kremlin over malfeasance that President Trump has shown reluctance to condemn. In the case of election interference in the United States, he has cast doubt that it ever even happened. Instead, President Mike Pence denounced China on a number of fronts on Thursday, saying that its influence campaigns were more worrisome than the Russians. What the Russians are doing pales in comparison to what the Chinese are doing across this country, he said. He made no reference to the Russian indictments.